This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, sitting in for John Hockenberry today. Thanks so much for listening. On today's show, we're going to talk about image. We'll explore a public health campaign in New York City designed to encourage a positive body image for young girls. And the question is, can it work? And we'll hear about how healthcare options are looking on day three of the Affordable Care Act. But here in Washington, where I am, there's a very different image question at play. As we all know, we are in day three of the government shutdown. And one thing that you notice right away in the House chamber, in the Senate press conferences, anywhere around town, is that this fight is quickly becoming more an image battle than a policy battle. As soon as the clock ticked past midnight on Monday, the politicians ran, not into the negotiating room, but for the cameras, to win a media-fueled battle for the war of public opinion. And they ran to Washington's World War II Memorial to get photographed sympathizing with elderly veterans barred by nasty politicians from visiting their monument. Listen here to Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus, who, along with politicians of both parties, showed up at the memorial yesterday.
Make no mistake, it was the Obama administration's choice to barricade this memorial. And it was their choice to lock out veterans across this country.
Well, we want to dissect the government shutdown image war, and we thought this is a job for Kathleen Hall Jamison, director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania. Kathleen, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be with you.
And I'm glad that you're here. Let's not be naive. All politics is about optics to an extent. But a shutdown fight is really different. It's been remarkable to me that the second the shutdown happened, it's not about Obamacare, it's not about spending levels, it's about the cameras, isn't it?
It's also about the language. We talk about government shutdown, but in fact, the government hasn't shut down. It'd be more accurate to say the government slowed down. We furloughed over 800,000 workers, but essential services are being preserved as best they can with the available resources. It's also interesting to say what is essential and not, because we're talking about essential versus non-essential, and those veterans thought getting to their memorial was essential. However, in the meantime, there's a question about whether new disability requests for veterans will be processed, and we don't have cameras on that because it's harder to visualize.
But it's sure easy to visualize a closed sign around a fence or an honorable veteran not being able to get into a granite memorial.
It is. And so the question is, are the things that are easy to picture the things that necessarily let us understand the issue and what government actually does and why we value it? I mean, this is an important, moment in which we can ask, what are all those things that we simply take for granted that we actually do pay for with taxpayers' dollars that are being slowed down and as a result not delivered as efficiently, effectively, or immediately as we might like, such as OSHA inspections and mine inspections and import-export inspections, clinical trials run by the National Institutes of Health and the like.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned clinical trials, because listen to this moment from yesterday in the Senate press gallery between a CNN reporter and Harry Reid, and I really want to dissect this. Listen.
But if you can help one child with cancer, why wouldn't you do it?
Listen.
Why
would we want to do that? I have 1,100 people at Nellis Air Force Base that are sitting home.
Kathleen Hall Jamison, immediately after Harry Reid said that, Twitter and the internet and even a lot of cable networks on television blew up with the idea that Harry Reid really doesn't like kids with cancer. A guy, not defending Harry Reid, but he's probably voted for every National Cancer Institute bill that ever was. Republicans today are holding a press conference on what? Child pediatric cancer.
And in the process, they are raising the visibility of government work in those kinds of areas. And the question is, can we get past the single example, the child who may not get access to the needed cancer drug, to the larger question, what does the government do in this sector? How does it contribute overall to our well-being and to the economy? And when we get to those abstractions, it's much more difficult for the press to explain. It's much more difficult for the country to understand. But that's actually what government does. Government helps those children individually as it creates medical breakthroughs. But collectively, it contributes to the national well-being in ways that go substantially beyond that child. Harry Reid phrased that poorly, but he was making a larger point. We need to think in aggregate here, not in terms of the specific compelling example only.
And as you walk around the Capitol around Washington, Kathleen Hall Jamison, I'm sorry to say, it really appears that the politicians want us to think about just one thing, Just blame. That's all they're really concerned about, or so it seems at this point. Kathleen Hall Jamison, director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania. Kathleen, keep watching that shutdown. We will be.
Slow down.
Slow down. Thanks so much.